B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hi.
All right, so President's Day, and just something really funny that just came up. I thought all schools were out today.
Mm-hmm.
And at 9:30 this morning, I found out CMS was in.
Yeah, that's what I heard through the grapevine. You're really impacted by that.
Well, because, like, there's a huge difference in traffic and patterns and stuff when teachers, students, and all employees of CMS have to work as opposed to when they don't work.
Well, they clearly didn't call our show today because the phones were...
No, but I guess... And they did this day
this
because
cool.
of the...
This is our radio station. There's nothing but static.
Yeah, that's nice. When is that? What time is there static?
20 minutes ago.
Well, put the on-air feed on right now. That's our studio.
Up there, hit listen or whatever.
Well, it's working.
Send that off to
it must
our
be on
engineers
a fringe or something.
It's all stat. Anyway, and it was a makeup day because of the tornado day. Is that what somebody said? That's what Captain Jim said.
It is.
Okay. I just found it interesting.
I thought CMS school stayed in for the tornado.
That Friday they were
the
all
day off.
Off.
Or the day after they were off.
Thursday was a tornado. Friday they all had off. Union too. But my son is in the Union County School District and he didn't have school today. Or maybe he did. I don't know. He stayed at grandma's house. Anyway, so the rap party was fun. But we didn't have time to get into Roy and Nicole's luncheon event for African American Pride. And you two were invited.
Yes.
And... tell us about that, because I heard it was shenanigans right from the start.
Yeah, so we pull into the Westin, which is this really nice hotel, and you have to swipe your debit card to even get into the parking. It's $10 to park. Well, my debit card gets stuck in the machine. So they got to get a guy to go and open up the machine to give me my card back to then give him a new card.
Were people behind you?
Yeah, there was two people behind me.
How long did that take?
Surprisingly pretty quick. It seems like it was kind of like it happened before.
Okay.
So the guy was nearby.
What was wrong with the card, Nicole? Was it all like wrinkled up and
no,
like an old card?
He has some heavy duty American Express card that literally is the size of my wallet.
It's metal. Like the size of an iPhone.
You know why I have that nice of a credit card? Because I owe people too much damn money. So I spend so much on it. That's why. But so I finally gave
it's
him.
It's heavy with debt?
Yeah, it's heavy with debt. Okay, but the guy says. I want to make sure I say this because he tells us how to park. And he says it's the right on the first left.
No, what he meant to say is said, take a right and it's on the first. It is the first
no,
left.
No, he said take your first left on the right.
Yeah, take your first left on. Well, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And we had no idea what that meant. In our minds, well, in my mind at least, I thought that meant go straight
to the right.
Take your right and then take a left.
Right. That could take the first left on the right. You're right. It's like go right first, then left.
So after you got through, you then were lost.
Yeah, because we went to his. We went to the right first because that's what we thought he was saying. That's not the way. Mm-hmm. If you go right, you have to leave. You exit. And so we ended up then somehow the Westin parking is connected to the WeWork parking. Somehow we ended up in a whole different parking garage
on the third floor.
And then,
are you late at this point?
To
the luncheon?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And then so we find ourselves because we didn't have a key to get into the building, the WeWork building. So then we find ourselves on the side of the road near the light rail, trying to find our way back into the Westin. And of course, everything in Charlotte's secured and locked. We can't get an open door in anywhere. So we have to walk around the whole building. Finally, get in. So it's fine. Whatever. We're late. We're enjoying ourselves. You know, it's a good, we saw, learned a lot about Charlotte Black history. Like, Charlotte was the third Black library in America.
Oh, that's cool.
And I thought that was really cool. And then they recognized some people that's done good for the Black community. Like, our Francine Marie has done a lot of good stuff.
Like what?
She did the Secret Santa thing.
Oh, she talked about our Secret Santa, how we raised money. Yeah, we raised $157,000.
No, she didn't talk about our Secret Santa.
Oh, she talked about her contributions to it.
She took credit for it.
Oh, real? Well, you know, she's up in front of people. She got to look good. You know, it's like doctoring your resume.
Yeah, you got to make it look good.
That's a lot of money to doctor.
Well, you know.
Yeah, the Beasley Media Group, you know, I'd like to say.
No, not Beasley.
Francine Marie said that she.
Well,
V101.
Okay. Well, right. They did. They were part of it.
Yeah, they were part of it. I guess it's the way you work.
Here's
things.
The thing. It ain't wrong. It ain't right.
Right.
But it ain't wrong.
But you got to look good up in front of the crowd.
Yeah.
Who else spoke?
We were there supporting her. It was the guy from WCNC. I forget his name.
Fred Sapphire?
Fred.
Great guy.
Yeah.
And
he looks cool when he's not wearing his suit.
And then D from Pride Magazine.
Okay.
So it was a really fun time. Well, then we leave. We won.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, maybe I shouldn't talk about that.
What?
I think it's private. Okay. Never mind. Move on.
All right, hold on to that. We'll talk when the microphones are on.
No. Yeah, fine. I can tell you guys off the air, but I don't think it's for public knowledge.
So this thing is supposed to go on till 3 p.m. Buddy, I can't stay till 3 p.m. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and neither can I because I was...
You had walks.
No,
you work for Rover.
I was driving to South Carolina, which is a 3-hour drive for me. So
three p.m. is just not in the thing working.
So how much time did you guys actually spend there?
So Nicole and I are sitting there trying to come up with a scheme to get out because one thing we don't want to do is be the two white people that showed up late and be the two white people that left early because that's a bad look. Looks like we're just big old racists. So we're trying to figure out the most casual way to leave. So Nicole starts dropping hints to everyone at the table that we have a 2 p.m. conference call.
And I'm like overselling it to the point where I'm complaining to Tori, our former HR person, to the side of me saying, ugh, do people not know that 2 p.m. on a Friday for a morning show is not a good idea?
Yeah, overselling it. Meanwhile, I'm like, 2 p.m.? I'm trying to get out of here before 2 p.m.
He
but
wanted
you
had
just gotten there at 1.
No, we got there at 12.
We got there at 12.
Oh, well, 12:15.
He wanted a 1 o'clock exit, and I said, hey, I set us up. And by the way, we're texting the whole entire time.
Yeah.
Two of you are texting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get out of it.
And I was like, hey, I set us up for a 1:30 exit. And he goes, 1:30 exit? No, 1 p.m. exit. And I was like, oh boy, I didn't set that up.
So I get a phone call. A phone call. My phone rings, and it's a number I've never seen before. So I do the move. I'm like, hey, guys. I gotta take the call, and I go leave. It's a robot telemarketer.
Right. Hi, we found out that open enrollment is back open in your area,
and you're qualified. And so I'm out in the hallway pretending like I'm talking to this robot, really, because there's other people out there too. I want to make sure I really sell this. All right, well, let me get Nicole, and I'll be right in. Hang up, and I walk back into the luncheon, and I go up to everyone at the table, like, "Hey, just got a phone call. We gotta run. Thanks for inviting me." Yada, yada, yada. Say our goodbyes. And then Nicole, let's get out. Let's go. So we dart out of there. Finally found our out. Was so excited that we were able to leave on not weird terms. But now we run into the issue of we can't get back to our car. Because we didn't park in the Weston parking garage, which is somehow connected to another building's parking garage.
You have no idea where you are.
No idea. So we get over to where we think we can get to our car. And Nicole is up on this ledge ready to jump over the fence. I'm trying to tell Nicole, don't do it because it's like a 20-foot drop.
And I didn't know there was a 20-foot drop because the way that the...
There's like a bridge.
The way that the parking deck is it's kind of a spiral. It goes up.
Yeah.
And if it was like 2 feet to the left... I could have just jumped and been on the spot where the cars drive up, but the opening was on that free fall area to where it was 15 feet, but I wasn't seeing that.
So Roy saved your life.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I feel like I saved your life. You're about to hop over to your death. And then so, you know, like we're already not suspicious enough. Nicole's on the ledge with like one leg over.
Is it the video you sent us?
Yeah. And then with that time, about a group of office people come up behind us, and then we have to act cool, you know, like we're not up to no good.
Right.
And then say, hey, we can't get into the garage, making them think that we're part of WeWork.
Right.
Making them think we're one of them. Can you guys, is your key code working? Their key code doesn't work, so then I try to oversell it and say, oh, yours was doing like mine. As if
you
I had
one. Gotcha. Yeah. I like where you're going with this.
Yeah, overselling it.
And then
it.
Somebody goes, hey, I love your show.
No one did that. Then the other guy used his key code and it worked. But then we got back in our car and left. But I was telling Nicole in the car, I'm like, how come nothing simple? Like, how come with us, it can't be just go to the parking garage, go enjoy lunch, and leave? Like, everything's always a thing.
Yeah.
It's always a thing.
And even while you're there, it's a thing. Like, even while you're sitting there, there's conflict. Like, somebody said something that doesn't work well with you.
Nothing ever works.
How was lunch?
So it wasn't.
And by the way, were you the only white people there?
No, I think every table had a token white person.
Okay. So you were Beasley's. Good for you.
Yeah. So lunch was delicious. However, it was my exact dinner I had planned for Valentine's Day. It was chicken, mashed potatoes, and vegetables. And I'm like, well, I can't eat this twice. Mm. So I have to cancel my whole dinner plans.
So had you already shopped for it at that point?
Yeah, I have all the ingredients for it.
Well, why not just eat? Why not skip the lunch?
Well, that's the whole point of the thing. Is
I know, but
yeah, you can't just sit there.
You can't go to a lunch.
I thought you had a wedge salad.
Yeah, but you can't go to a luncheon and not eat the lunch.
Okay,
that's weird.
I mean, I've seen people do that.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, I'm on a diet. I don't eat this. This is my food. And then the waitress comes or the waiter comes and says, can I get you something different?
Well, I also kind of wanted to taste it because tickets, this thing was like over $200. So I wanted to see if the food was even good.
$225 per person.
Did it live up to a $225?
Hell no.
No, clearly it was for, you know, the charity, the money they raised for whatever cause.
Yeah. I would pay about $12 for that.
If that.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Isn't that good?
You guys are trashing it.
Well,
the event itself was amazing. They had high schools in there, like high school cheerleaders, high school step teams.
Oh, it's like No Limit Larry's show.
And it was awesome.
Yeah, kind of.
And like Roy said, it was really cool. And it's every time, I don't know, it kind of made me sad too, because like for me, I'm very used to like gay pride events, whether it's like a rally or I've never been to like a gala or anything, but it's very empowering when you're there. Like as a like lesbian woman, when I go to pride events, I feel so inspired. But then when I look back on it, it's like, that's sad that I have to go to something made for LGBT to feel so included.
Yeah.
And I never, as a white person, you don't really think about the other, like what's not related to you, you know, like when you look at politics, you think of what means the most to you, whether it's finances or LGBT, you know, whatever it is. But when I was there, it was really cool to feel the empowerment and to feel the motivation to want to do better in the community, to want to bring awareness, to want better change and policies. And you don't think about that as a white person, how other races or minorities feel all the time. So it was very eye opening.
Good. Yeah. That's a cool event. And I'm glad you guys represented MRL. Did you speak?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No, nobody knew you were there.
No, we barely spoke to our table.
It was too
loud.
Well,
you guys got there in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Like,
did everybody look at you when you were late?
No.
Who invited you?
Joyce.
Did she talk to you?
Yeah.
But it was like,
do we need to apologize tomorrow is what I'm wondering, right, Lauren? I mean, listen to this.
You couldn't talk.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
why would we need to apologize?
For being late, leaving early.
Well, we already.
When he says late, we walked in 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
Was somebody talking when you walked in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, someone was performing.
Yeah, the band was.
The band was performing.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I'm not here to stir the pot.
Of course you are. You just asked if we needed to do a public apology.
No, not public. I said, do we need to apologize to Joyce?
No.
Okay. All right. Good. What else over the weekend? Lorraine, we talked about your alpaca thing.
Yeah.
Is there anything that happened to you that you need to talk about further?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
We got a bunch of text messages from people. I don't have them up. Can you pull those up real quick and then we'll get out of here? Because annoying when you talk about something on the air and the phone calls don't come through and the text messages don't come through. And then you say, all right, we'll be back right after this with Backstreet Boys tickets. And all of a sudden, all the text messages about what you were talking about start coming through.
Yeah, I'm over you guys today. I am.
Yeah.
You know, our listener, I love you guys. I really do appreciate you listening. But today you irritated me.
Well, and I thought we were. I thought CMS was out today, so I'm like, weird day.
Yep.
What? Read some of the text messages about the. We talked about the non-romantic gifts that people were giving each other for Valentine's Day.
Let's see. I got my wife a golf cart.
That's a birthday present.
Several years ago, my husband got my name tattooed on him for Valentine's Day. We're now divorced.
Okay, I could see maybe that being a Valentine's Day gift. That's kind of romantic, but a golf cart?
My fiance bought me a gym membership he knew I wanted.
I would never buy my wife a gym membership, by the
way. Yeah, that's a trap.
Not if they're asking for it.
Maybe he misunderstood what he was asking for.
My husband got a cold steel knife.
Roy Boy, what's that?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what a cold steel knife is. Maybe a cold knife?
Sounds sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a ton of them.
Yeah. And all non-romantic gifts for Valentine's Day.
I gave my wife a pregnancy test on Valentine's Day because I thought she was hiding something from me.
Would you kill Dallas if he did that? By the way, somebody said, speaking of Dallas, somebody said, Loren, you're carrying Dallas's present for Valentine's Day. His baby boy.
That's right.
That is romantic.
Not that I don't get anything out of it either.
Did you paint your belly pink for Valentine's Day and deliver it to
Dal?
No
belly painting.
No, okay. All right, that's a wrap party podcast, everybody.
Are you not allowed to belly paint?
Where'd we put the chip?
I just don't want to. I don't know. What chip?
What? Somebody stole our chips? That's because the door's open.
Roy hid them where? So the people wouldn't. The
so we have chips for the interns in our office that you can't lock.
In the cabinet.
Okay.
Well, now everyone knows the secret location.
Well, good luck getting into the building. Once you get into the building, you can get into our office, but it's getting into the building
our coworkers listen to this.
If you can find our office.
All right, well, you can have some chips, just don't take the whole thing.
I feel like this Red Party podcast was a little distracting.
Agreed.
For who?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Sorry, people. I try and do my job. I try and perform for you guys. We're paid to perform, and I got to go get a crown right now. And I ain't talking about
king?
I ain't talking about the king thing.
Okay. Are you going to go meet Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth?
I did say to my dentist, it's a new dentist, by the way. And I have a whole thing about this if you want to give me 5 minutes.
Go ahead.
I feel like the dentist is a sham.
Oh, I do.
Some
my
of
dad,
them are, yeah.
My dad does. He says that he doesn't floss. The only he does is brushes, and his teeth is perfect.
So good for him, and everybody's built differently, but like I don't floss. I admittedly only floss if I need to. I don't daily floss. I don't weekly floss. Like if I had something caught, I would floss it out. My dentist is like, you need to do better home care or else we're going to be talking about gum disease. And I'm like, what? And he was giving me numbers about like where the gum disease number should be, like around 2 or 3. And he's like, you have a couple fives. And he's like, 12 is awful. And I go, I have 3s and 5s. That's a C.
Right. It's not bad.
I'm fine with that. And then he does the cleaning, and then he takes pictures of my teeth. Now, granted, I'm a new patient, but the dentist is a little younger than my old dentist.
Okay.
So he's coming in a little hotter, showing how cool he is, all this technology he's got, and he's showing me individual teeth. And I'm like, that's disgusting. That one there looks like it's got, like, volcanic ash running out of it, and it's gross. I don't want to see that. And now I feel like, after a good deep cleaning, your teeth hurt more. How about that?
Maybe your teeth are just sensitive.
That my teeth are sensitive, but I feel like it opens
floss.
Up the cavities and stuff and gives the, whereas like before I had the cleaning.
Maybe something to that.
There might be something to that.
Yeah, my dad would follow along. He thinks all dentists are scams.
So I have.
Although my dentist in Roanoke used to not even have.
Those quieter, please.
She's eating Cheetos. Our producer's eating Cheetos.
It's like a classroom in
my
here.
Dentist didn't have any computers or technology.
That's awesome.
They had files. So, like, when I'd show up and it wasn't immediately near them, you'd be like, hey, can you run downstairs and get Mr. Brown's file? And you'd hear him go downstairs, pull up a file. And
open
come
up
back
the filing
up.
Cabinet, like, all squeaky. When I went there, I knew it was, like, a new place, like a new age place, because they came in with the iPad and took a picture of me for my file.
Whoa.
On the couch while
and
I was
you
waiting.
You weren't prepared for a photo shoot.
No. I said, I'm going to do it from the side. And then they go, what do you want to be called, Steve or Steven? I go, Maney. Honestly, call me Maney.
Yeah.
And then he said, all right, we're going to have to do a crown. I said, can we do a tiara? No laughs.
I want you to go in and do Queen Mummy.
Queen Mummy? I don't know.
It's better when there's no laughs. It's so good.
I go, he goes, all right, we're definitely going to have to do a crown on the 15L lateral B. And I go, can we do a tiara instead of a crown? And he goes, so anyway.
You know, mm-hmm. like he hasn't heard it before.
And
you
he
know.
Just moved here too.
Oh, and he already has a successful business up
there? Well, I don't know how success. I mean, he's building it. I got in pretty quick.
How many people go to this place?
It's new, so I think they're getting all new clients.
Wait, but did you hear from it through somebody else?
Okay. So it is literally right around the corner from where I live. We watched it go up and be built. And then it says now accepting new patients. And I love my old dentist, but my old dentist is down here by work, mm-hmm. by Providence and Providence. Mm. And so the only time it was only good after work. Mm-hmm. Like now I can go to like a 4 o'clock appointment or 3:30 appointment because it's closer to my house. You know, I'm not driving all the way down Providence from Waxhaw to go get some teeth work done.
Was there anyone waiting in the lobby or was it
just
you?
Me? But then somebody else came in. Now, okay, supposedly my neighbor, Eric, went to him. And saw that they were built, and he was the first neighbor to go there and rolled in. He goes, hey, I chipped a tooth last night eating something, and the dentist came around from the back. He goes, come on, come sit down. I'll fix it for you.
Oh, it's that available?
Yeah.
And then I had my appointment on Thursday, and they're like, we have 11:30 on Monday for you.
Maybe that's cool, though, because most dentists, dude, they get so booked up to where it's like, I don't have anything for 7 months.
I know.
I'm like, what?
And by the way, my teeth are so bad, this cat wants me to come back for a 3-month cleaning.
A three? No, he's lying to you.
Swear
to you. He's lying.
He goes, I got
to check. He's just trying to get you money, man.
He goes, I got to check you again in 3 months, dude. I go, normally it's 6 months, and I think my insurance pays for 2 6-month. He's like, we'll give you a deal. Trust me.
Oh, okay. You know, he's just trying to get his business in.
I don't know. That's my mom. So Amanda is big on teeth, and she's all for this. She's like, I'm going to this guy. He takes pictures of your teeth. Oh, my God.
Okay.
And my mom and I, like, my mom came over yesterday to pick up Dean, and I told my mom about it. She goes, oh, you didn't get a second opinion?
Yeah, I hate dentists.
See, when Dallas calls me Candyland because I always have, like, 9 cavities. But I feel like most of them are, like, just little surface cavities that everybody has. It's just my dentist wants to fill those before they get worse.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's what I said. I said to him, he said, you got 3 crowns you need. And I go, okay. And 2 of them are replacing old ones that he says are about to wear out. That's not what I'm doing today. I'm doing one today where I could feel a little. There's like when I swish, there's like a little sensitivity.
Okay.
So we're doing that one. So I can dig it. However, like, yeah, I'm not going through it. They're like $1,200.
Yeah, that whole he need to
like,
come back for
like,
three
we'll
months.
Do one a year, bro.
Yeah.
I got 3 years left on my contract.
My
I got
guy,
3 years left of insurance.
Bust out. Yeah.
My guy does... your guy tries to like add on more. My guy gives you like free lightning. There it is. He gives you like free whitening. Like you get free stuff.
I went to him.
It's like a giveaway when you go to my dentist.
I got laser done.
You get whitening.
I got laser cleaning done.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, I've never had that.
Me neither. $180. No.
You paid for
that? No, it was $100 for the laser.
You paid that?
Yeah.
And what does that do?
It like broke up some of the stuff around my gum because and he's right. I'm telling you, I said in the beginning of this, I don't floss.
So maybe you should just start flossing.
No shit, Sherlock. I'm going to start.
So he just pointed a light into your mouth and said, it's clean.
No. He walked it like it was like a tool and he went around like each tooth. Like, obviously, you know, what's so cool. A dental hygienist or a dentist is going to listen to this podcast. Roy says it's a scam. Feel free to weigh in. DM us at the MRL show. Let us know what you think.
They clean your teeth with lasers? What year is this? Mm-hmm.
2022?
I mean, what? My guy has... Okay.
Your uncle was a dentist.
Yeah, dude, but he was old school, man.
No lasers.
Well, that's the one who I was telling you that he had no electronics.
Yeah.
He had files, dude. He'd scrape everything and...
Yeah, so I'm going there today. I'll be thinking about you guys while I'm in the chair at 11:30.
Yeah,
looking up at the ceiling. Although he does have Netflix, but it's like I want to watch Narcos. Narcos has nudity. What's the ruling on that?
Did he talk to you?
We talked a lot. I talked a lot too, though.
I think it's always funny when dentists talk to you and you have to be like,
Megan at the front desk is a big fan of the show. So because she was a fan of the show, I felt like I had to put on a show. You know, I didn't want to let her down.
Oh, that's where the tiara thing came
from.
Yeah,
you're sitting there doing jokes. Yes, you know, you did this last time. Well, we're enjoying our conversation. You did this one other time at Queen Park Social. It's a thing with you. I was talking to our buddy Greg, and we were talking about concealed carry and our Second Amendment rights and all things guns. And then you got distracted because you do this awesome move where, like, when you're done, you'll just leave the conversations, sometimes physically. You'll just leave. And then you come back, and then you shame us for talking when we're having a great time.
When was the last time you got your teeth cleaned?
Sometime last year.
When'd you floss?
Last time I flossed, last night.
Really?
Me too.
You guys floss daily?
Mm-hmm.
I try to. I would say realistically, I probably floss 4 to 5 times a week.
Do you use the sticks or do you use like a rope thing?
I use both because I have like a permanent retainer on my bottom teeth. So I have to use like this little like mechanism.
It looks like a sewing.
Yeah, it looks like a little sewing thing that you put the string in it and then you thread that through your teeth and then you pull it and then you floss.
It's too much work.
Way too much work.
But you don't
and
have
my guy
to do
wants
that.
Me to get a water pick.
You don't have a retainer. You can't use a water pick. You have to start flossing first.
He told me I need to get a water pick.
That's fine. You can't get a water pick later on.
Why can't you do a water pick?
No,
when
you can get one on Amazon.
You bleed like a stuck pig the first time you use a water pick.
I bleed like a stuck pig already when I do normal flossing.
Roy bleeds when he scratches his arm.
That's true.
I got skin issues, gum issues. I probably have skin disease.
These are the last thing on Roy's list of importance.
Roy has psoriasis so bad it's on his gums.
Roy's got psoriasis on the teeth.
Got psoriasis of the gums.
Teethriasis. Sir, this is unbelievable. This is the first case ever of teethriasis.
Oh, man. I got so many issues. My psoriasis, I got infected psoriasis. Probably have to go to the doctor this week.
So it's Anyway, I'm doing that. And then, so let me just ask you real quick. Like, there's Netflix there. What should I watch? What can I watch? That's not like, I want to watch Narcos. The new season's out. But there's nudity, like random nudity. They'll be at a party or something, and all of a sudden there's boobs out.
Watch the. Have you seen the Aaron Hernandez thing?
Yep.
Watch The Crown.
No.
There's no nudity.
Because
I'm
getting a crown?
Yeah.
Ooh.
No.
He won't like.
Should I watch like the
Watch The Office.
Okay, we can watch that. I can't laugh, though. Well,
I say watch Narcos. I mean, if people watch crazy shit on planes.
I know, but I've had to happen to me on a plane where I was watching a movie and there was a teddy scene.
Me too. And you like look over and you're like, hey.
They had Sonos, the music thing, the music service, and
what?
She
this guy has like top of the line stuff.
She asked me what I wanted to listen to and I said 80s. And she goes, "Oh, you don't like listening to your own music?" I go, "No, I just got done with it. And, like, I think I'm okay with Lizzo for now." And then she goes, "Well, how about 80s rock?" I was like, "Whatever, okay." And next thing you know, it's Ozzy, Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle playing while they're cleaning my teeth.
Hmm. That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool, dude. It's expensive, though.
I gotta blast music when I go because the sounds of the dentist freak me out. Mm. So, like, I have to put my earbuds in and, like, literally jam, like, EDM music so I can't see.
So you don't watch movies or anything?
I try not to, no.
I get that.
They gave me sunglasses to put on.
I can't even remember the last time I went to the dentist.
Take a drink. Let's hear.
I really have to go to the bathroom. The and if this is going to continue, I'm just going to go and come back.
We're going
to
wrap it up.
The fact that I'm bringing Kool-Aid to work.
Y'all really should be done.
Wrap it up.
All right,
Loren, wrap it up.
Oh, okay. I think we're done. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.